Here we go. 5:30, meeting called to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Ralph, would you like to do the invocation, please?
Well, yesterday when I left church, it was 95 degrees.
Not anymore.
Reminder that things change all the time. Mm-hmm. Nothing remains the same, to be sure. And in March is one of those times of the year when we're not reminded of that. And for these reasons, we need to pray for God's help. Direct us, O Lord, in all of our doings with your most gracious favor. And further us with your continual help, and all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, may obtain everlasting life. We come to you at this time asking that your presence might be upon this meeting of leaders of our city, asking that you watch over and guide them in their endeavors. Give them uprightness of heart and passion for truth. Make them wise, fair, and impartial in their decisions. Through their work, accomplish your holy and gracious will in our midst, so that all that they do might be for the greater good in the residents of our beloved city of Atlanta. In your holy name we pray, O Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ralph. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce Rob. Just stand up. This is Rob Hardy. He's our newly elected and sworn in county judge, so we appreciate you being here. And it's like the county came to town, because I don't know why Gilbert Bennett's here, but he's with us. Yeah, you got me nervous. Gilbert. Okay. All right. I have no public comments concerning matters on the agenda, so we'll move on to the consent agenda items. Before we do that, I'd like to introduce Kara Little. Kara, can you stand up, please? She is hoping to be on the main street. If y'all don't know her, that's Kara Little. They have 4L. She and I have become friends. I don't know what Lance and I are, but anyway. yeah. Anyway, thank you, Kara. All right. So, consent agenda items. Do I have a motion?
Mayor, I'd like to move number 2 to regular agenda items, and I make a motion to approve the rest of the consent agenda items.
Okay. All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. All right. Kim, I haven't had this happen. Do I go ahead and address that first?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So approve Kara Little to a 2-year term on Llano Main Street Advisory Board.
Mayor, I request that we not make a motion on this since there was not an application on Mrs. Little in our packet. And we can either table it or, table it and vote it on the next session. But I just feel like we need to have application just like everybody else.
You know what happened with that, Tony?
I did take an application over. I don't think.
Okay. We like to have all of
them. We can get it the next time.
Okay. All right.
I make a motion to not make an appointment on that.
Okay. All right. Do I have a second? Okay.
I feel like there's, protocol, and we need to follow protocol. And I don't know this person from Adam.
Okay.
But I know when we had the planning and zoning renewal, the ones that have been on the board for quite some time all put in a new application.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I think that's just the right thing to do. We're always complaining about not having transparency, and I feel like you're not following our own rules.
Okay.
So, question, there was an application put in, correct?
It's not in the packet.
Correct.
Yes, I have it. I just didn't drop it off, and he's been busy. He didn't have time to pick it up, and I just completely probably dropped the ball on that.
Okay. All right. So, I have a motion to postpone that or table that action. Do I have a second? Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, so I have a second.
Can you get it in fairly quickly?
For the next, yeah. Okay.
We do appreciate your willingness to serve, and it has nothing to do with that. So,
Not picking on her.
I don't know her at all. Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. We'll wait on that one till next time. All right. Regular agenda items, discussion and possible action to approve ordinance number 1589 regarding an amendment to the budget for fiscal year or financial year 2025-26.
These are just budgeting amendments that needed to be made. Some of it was from when we passed the budget. Some of the things didn't get changed before the end of the year.
Okay.
Or before we actually got to the budget. So a lot of that is this, like the transfer out from the dam fund, since we saw the end of the year.
Okay.
Explanations.
Okay.
Each item.
Yeah, you always clearly define what you want to do. So, all right. Do I have a motion?
A motion.
Okay, I have a motion, and do I have a second?
A second.
All right. Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, number two, discuss and consider the 2026 Llano City Council work plan. Finley?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a couple of quick updates for you. There are a couple of things I would like you to maybe provide a little direction on as I go through these. And I formatted a memo, just some items that are at or near completion. Things from our list, city yard cleanup. We've done some assessment of repairs and needed repairs at the yard. We have items at auction. We've submitted to you a budget calendar. Our airport layout plan is in motion.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I would ask some feedback from you on is a stakeholder group, which our consultant, who is not yet contracted but has also talked to us about the scope of the project and the need maybe to have a stakeholder group to work through the planning process. I would offer as a suggestion maybe one council person, one person from the EDC, two pilots, and then the airport manager, and maybe the CM as well. If you're okay kind of with that format, I might go ahead and, at your direction, advertise for those positions and bring you back some potential candidates for appointment at our next meeting.
I like that. Those. That's a good cross-section
Move in that direction. Robinson Park pool assessment, that was another item on our work plan. I did receive a draft late Thursday of the assessment. It still needs to be monetized, but we will have that on our next council meeting on April 6th. And I'll send you the draft. I was hoping you would have the numbers to me. Mm-hmm. Here in the next couple of days, and I may wait for a couple of days to get those if I can include them in the assessment. Permanent development, there were a number of items on that theme in our work plan. I am pleased to report, and I'll report a little bit more on this in my manager's report. We did have a development team meeting, which I think was a very productive and it was just a good use of time for our staff. We also at that meeting talked about some response goals and permit turnover goals. I think everybody kind of bought into that. And then we've also been working, I think, hopefully you and the public have seen, we've started to open up some lines of communication with our public, mostly through social media, but in particular, somebody calls me with a problem that may be seen or affect other citizens, I'm first to try to let Brennan and Sydney know, because they're the folks that are going to get the phone calls and mm-hmm. have to take them. So. Also, we have provided the listing of properties to council, and we've done that, but as a follow-up, is that something you would like to put on a future agenda and actually kind of work through or talk about? Maybe we have a separate workshop, and this is an included item, but I'd be happy to serve that up in whatever format you'd like.
I think we need to discuss the properties, what to do with them, all that. Yeah.
Historic Preservation Board workshop. Now that we'll have two new members on that board, we will take a little bit deeper dive into some of the procedural items and take a look at the possible amendments to that this Wednesday at our meeting. Some items that we want to put on the next several council meeting agendas, and maybe not even the next several council agendas, but see what your feeling is about a special call meeting on water capacity, scope, and direction. Not that we want to keep, not that you hadn't done that before, but we do need to kind of get around the table and I think discuss the next appropriate direction. I don't know that, I think it would be helpful to hear from council first before we brought in some additional expertise, but certainly I'd be anxious for your comments on that item if that's something you'd like to do in the next 20, 30 days.
Finley, is it true that we have to have some kind of answers from us to, or the city to move forward by July to be able to stay on the same page as the loan and the grant? Isn't there a deadline?
I'm not familiar. I'd have to look at it.
Okay. I think it said July of 2026.
Okay.
I don't recall a deadline, but we can look into it.
Yeah. For some reason, that's sticking out, and I just want to make sure we don't get passed up because we too slow.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think we need to have a special call meeting with the focus being our water situation.
And
yes.
Sooner the better.
Yeah.
Some kind of workshop type.
I'll throw out some dates to you by email, and we'll go from there. We also talk about identification of some capital improvement program committee members. This is something kind of a new effort, but under the same procedure maybe that we talked about for our airport stakeholder group. Is that something that maybe we would advertise for and take a look at our April 6th meeting or the following meeting? But we just want a good cross-section of people that would take a look at our projects, try to help us with priorities. They would not implement projects. Only council can do that, and you do that with the dollar and with the budget. So, but it would just be another set of eyes looking over kind of our overall capital plan, including fleet, public facilities, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Any objection to that?
Mm-hmm. No objection.
All right. Love to see you try to reach out to maybe some of our bank presidents or you know, people who have maybe a bigger business that could help us out.
The other item that we want to try to plan for in the next couple of months, maybe sooner rather than later, is everything you want to do immediately, right? So it's kind of tough, but I think there has been discussion regarding some of the disparities between what's been posted, what's been practiced, and what our ordinance says in a couple of items, mm-hmm. the cemetery and the RV park policies. I'd like to have those April 6th, but maybe we wait till the next meeting in April. Is there any...
Can we not put that kind of stuff in with the water capacity meeting?
We certainly can.
I would ask that they are separate.
I would too.
Be a lengthy enough topic and detailed enough topic.
Why don't we shoot for April 6th on those
on the
items,
agenda.
at least to you know, probably just a spreadsheet of comparison.
So we already know some of the problems that's out there that's highlighted, so we can hit those in the regular meeting.
Let's try that. And if council needs more information, then we're certainly willing to come back to it as well.
Awesome.
And in May, we want to do some take a look at reviewing procedures for abatement of substandard dangerous structures, as well as communication and public engagement tasks. Those, I think, we'd probably push off until May. And I'd be welcome to any of your comments or anything else that you think needs to be pushed. I think if we can take a bite out of this, one meeting at a time or once a month, take another look at it. It'd be helpful for staff as well as council, hopefully.
Sounds good.
Works.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. So, do we need to vote on that? No. Okay. Number three, discussion and possible action to purchase a Z950M Z-Track from Telus for $13,200. Okay, that's a typo.
Yeah, there's an extra eight in there.
$13,256.88. Okay.
Yeah, so it's just for a new John Deere riding mower for the Parks Department.
Okay.
Just to add to the fleet that we already have. We're fixing to have a new employee start, so this will kind of give them enough mowers to be able to tackle anything that needs to be done.
Okay.
And that was one of the budget amendments.
Okay.
Just moving it out of that contingency where we put all the mowing into that contingency. And I think there's still
right.
$114,000 left in that contingency.
Okay.
Does it take any mowers out of service?
No, we do have one that needs to have some repairs, but no, it's not taking any out.
Do you have a one that either is not used or can stay at JLK from time to time?
Possibly.
Possibly, and just leave it out there?
Possibly.
Okay. All right.
I move to approve.
A second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, number four, discuss and consider 2026 access line rate increase for Public Utility Commission of Texas. Mr. DeGraffenried.
Mayor and Council, this is an item that comes to you every year from the PUC. You do have the opportunity to increase the right-of-way access line charges. These are fees that the PUC has set for the use of your right-of-way to deliver services related to landlines. As you can see, and I think typically it's about 50% of the CPI, the difference, well, first of all, landlines are fewer and fewer mm-hmm. every year, as well as the charge for this residential landline will go up 2 cents a month, non-residential 5 cents and point-to-point 5 cents a month. I worked with previous councils that felt like it was such a negligible amount, as well as simply a pass-through to the consumer, that they have declined that. But you can certainly, if you take no action on it, the rate will go up to that CPI maximum allowed. But if you decline it, then they would keep it at their current rates, which I believe is on the previous page, or the next page.
Okay. Well, okay. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to decline the increase in access rates on 9 lines.
Okay, I have a motion to decline. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Do I have any further discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, number five, discuss and consider the organization chart. Yeah.
So, Mayor and Council, one of the things that you have asked me to do as part of my duties was to redo the organizational chart. And I suggested to you in my last manager's report that this might be a two-step process. We lost a key staff member, as well as, you know, we're still trying to hold off some of our expense through this budget year, kind of see where we line out, and then take a look, I would think, through the budget process at any other staffing needs that we would have. And I apologize about the organizational chart that you got in the packet that you couldn't read. You do have some tabloid size at your seat on the dais. I might make just a few brief comments on this. There is more I think appropriate direct line supervision through my office in terms of HR, payroll, Main Street, airport. The other thing that I have tried to consolidate, and I think for good reason, is all of the development services will be under the city manager's supervision. That would include permitting, planning, and zoning,
code enforcement,
substandard structures, and dealing with those in abatement. We'll still leave animal control and then code compliance underneath the chief of police. Those are typically going to be kind of the day in, day out, high grass, junk cars, that sort of thing. You have two boxes there that are in orange. One of them is the water wastewater superintendent. It's my opinion after talking with staff that we leave that vacant for the time being going into the budget process. We certainly have some vacation to pay off in that position at this time. I feel confident in our plant managers as well as our collection and distribution staff. And we've been meeting with them, and I think they're a competent group. I think we take that into the budget season, remaining as vacant. Parks and Street, we've combined, and I think I previously reported to you that we'll keep Blake as an interim. I think he's had a positive impact on both those departments and the city since he's taken on the additional responsibility. In the future, I think, like I've said, we may want to see what council's priorities are in terms of a number two position that will carry a little bit more responsibility, whether that's over public works or whether that takes on development services. But I think for now this seems to be working well. It's a flatter org chart than maybe you want to have, but it's not overwhelming. So I'd be happy to take your comments and direction on this.
So overall headcount between the two, because I didn't count them up. Is there a change?
Total employees?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
And I say that because if there was a box left on here that I didn't count them all.
Okay.
But we're not planning. This does not indicate any more employees today or on this chart than we have today.
I like how you've incorporated Mara's position also with the finance director, not just under the municipal judge, because she does handle a lot of our money taking in. I think that's appropriate. Yeah. Looks good.
No, I think it's wise to maybe, you know, at least see how things go, and with the wastewater superintendent, I do believe that, you know, obviously during the next budget cycle, definitely something that needs to be discussed and taken account of. But, you know, with the position we're in with the budget as it is, it's, you know, I think it's a wise choice to kind of see how well we can do with what we have right now. Mm-hmm.
And I think we're able to do that because of the quality of staff you have as well.
Yeah.
My only concern is during the summer when the swimming pool is up and running, that I know there's a lot of things come along with that, and I feel like Blake's in good hands with you being there to support him, but I know that's going to be hard to maybe handle for a couple of months. But other than that, I think this is probably the best proposed organizational chart I've seen in 4 years.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Any motion on this?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Do I have a motion?
I'm going to accept.
Okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Okay.
Okay. Any more discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye. Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. All righty. City manager report.
Six minutes, is that right?
Take your time.
Yeah, we're good.
I
think there's some good things that, I'd like to report on tonight, but I'll just go through the memo that's already in your packet. We've got a bulk pickup April 4th, curbside, no more than any items are more than 50 pounds or 4 cubic yards total. County's also going to have a limited bulk collection for furniture, scrap metal, and tires on April 11th out at Buchanan. Please make sure you hit up the fish fry on the 11th. They'll start serving at 4 p.m. They look for a QR code if you want to make a donation, but it's kind of a command performance.
Finley, on the pickup, is this going on the back of the bills to let everybody? No, typically it does, but I didn't know if we were.
No, we sent that what's in your hand with the bills.
Okay, thank you. Alrighty. I'm sorry.
Personnel, pleased to announce that Daniel Boyle is our new airport manager. He's comes with about 25 years of aviation experience, serving in the Air Force as well as a flight engineer and a pilot. Kevin Graves is mentioned there, but as soon as I put it in print, I was notified the next morning or this morning that Kevin was not going to be working with us. Mm. So we do have some good candidates for that position as well.
We did hire somebody today, Jose Hernandez, for that position.
Okay.
He starts tomorrow.
Working fast.
Yeah.
Also wanted to announce that Les Hartman has been promoted to the position of lieutenant. His duties include direct supervision, patrol, implementation of new technology, and maintenance and intake of evidence. Historical Preservation Board met on the 11th to discuss some facade improvements with the Lano News Building. And then on the 18th, we will have a workshop to review the ordinance and the preservation priority ratings.
That's March 18th?
Yes,
okay.
This Wednesday.
And Les is hiding behind the wall. Congratulations, Les.
Congratulations, Les. Hey. You're still doing our Facebook, aren't you?
Please. I'm not on the list.
You're still doing our Facebook, aren't you?
Hours, yes.
Yes, okay.
If it's good, it's me.
Yeah, we'll blame Les if it's not good. Okay.
It would be nice if we could actually either go be introduced to these new folks or if they could come.
We could invite them to
the Yeah, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Development team, this is, I think it was a very positive, very productive meeting like I mentioned a minute ago. But basically we've got everybody together that had anything to do with development, including utilities, planning and zoning, permitting. It was, I think, just a good opportunity for us to get together. There were actually 7 agenda items representing 15 separate locations that were all related to either new residential development, infill lot, utilities, development inquiries, subdivisions of property, and utility hotspots. We also discussed ways to streamline the process. Now, if something came up that was a little bit unusual, it was an automatic, it's going to be 3 to 6 weeks, and we all sat there shaking our heads. If that's not responsive enough, we need to try to, if there's something that we can respond to, we need to do it within 5 days. And certainly there are some crazy situations that come up that may take us a little bit longer, but we want to work at over-communicating with some of these inquiries. Some of the processes that we discussed for efficiency may require an ordinance or policy amendment, and so we'll be bringing those to you as well. We also, through the discussion, identified 3 relatively small water projects that we think would improve water quality and system efficiency, and we may want to, going into the spring, we may want to seek council direction for at least the procurement of design and bidding documents. So that we can take up those projects. And we're talking 3 projects that are 3 or 4 blocks long each. Some of them even a little less than that, that we think would have an impact in terms of our system. Team felt like monthly meetings were be beneficial. And the other thing we talked about is also this is a group that would be available to interested parties if they wanted to come and sit down with the entire group. That would also be a good opportunity. So anyway, I think it was very positive, and we'll keep those moving forward.
Can we be notified when those happen? And
sure.
Post a possible agenda. I mean, a possible quorum.
Sure. Absolutely. We didn't, yeah, we just have to know how much pizza to get, so let's know. LEDC met on the 9th to discuss housing and development, debt payoff, and board priorities. We did get a visit from Andy Bell and Todd and Dana Wright to discuss kind of residential development and rehabilitation opportunities and obstacles. Comments indicated the process for development seems to be improving, however, gaps in utility services can often result in a financially unviable project. They also discussed priorities of housing, support of new and existing businesses, and marketing to remote workers. They did approve a motion to pay off the note on the JLK Center and related improvements at that site. Landon Lane ground storage tank. We did have an inspection on March 13th. They found 23 holiday defects, and that's just a pinhole in the paint. The day before, those were repaired, and they themselves found the 23 pinholes. They painted over those, and then on the 13th, when they had their inspection, they still indicated they had 11 defects that would require some recoding. As of this morning, or as of Saturday, when they inspected those 11, there were now only two remaining, so at least the number's going down. I guess that's
goodness.
We hopefully will get those repaired, and they will inspect those on Wednesday. The exterior was not ready to inspect on the 13th due to debris and fuzz and bugs that were attached to the wet paint on the tank. So that has been somewhat repaired and hopefully will be ready by midweek. Also wanted to let you know that Carl is reviewing the process for filling and placing ground storage tank in service when it is available. Chief Gilliland reports that they took a trip to South Dakota to take an inspection tour of the new engine. According to the manufacturer, the engine's ahead of projected schedule by approximately 6 months. May be delivered to the make-ready facility in Houston within the next 30 days.
Awesome.
And then probably stay at the make-ready facility for 2 to 3 months before being delivered. And that also included a list of events that Tony has put together. Springtime is going to be very busy and will attract a lot of folks to our town.
Yes.
The only other thing I'd let you know is I'm planning to be out of the office on Thursday and Friday. I will have my phone with me if I need to take a call. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Okay.
I got to say, Tony, kudos. This is great. I've been sharing it with everybody I can.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Finley. Any other questions for Finley or discussion? All right, 6:02, meeting adjourned.